Every believer has the capacity to live as Jesus lived. Live victoriously over sin, sickness, death, poverty, and every evil works of the enemy. You can transform not just your own life, but the lives of people around you. The more you expose yourself to the words of God, the more you see it flow through you. In this message, Pastor Philip teaches on how you can respond to God's unconditional love for you. Live your life in the reality of His power and be all His Word says you can be.
From the NIV. Our focus this month is on more and more. And every July, we'd call ourselves back to refocus on the word that God gave us for the year. It's important for us to do this to ensure that we are still in alignment, so that we don't miss our tracks, we don't allow distractions or activities to take us out of what God has promised us. And this meeting is critical. This service is critical because the next months of this year is really hinging on the quality of the faith you put into the word you hear this month. Proverbs 29 verse 18, what does it say? Do more, help me.
Where there is no vision, the people perish.
The Bible says the people perish when there is no vision. What does NIV say? Where there's no vision, there's a noise, the background noise at the side of the stage. Okay, it's off now.
When there is no revelation, people cast off restraint.
The Bible says the people cast off restraint when there's no vision. The people perish when there's no vision. The people cast out or cast off or cast away all restraint. You see, the purpose of every word that God gives to us is to put a vision in our heart. When the Lord says this is your year of the more and more, is your year of a supernatural increase, it's to create a vision in your heart. You see, the purpose of that vision is to put a restraint around your life. When there's no vision, the people behave anyhow. When there's no vision, the people are not disciplined to follow through on the requirements of the tenets of that vision. The reason why you have the people that behave or do whatever they like or do things the way they like is because there's no vision. So the purpose of the word, the prophetic word that God gives us for the year 2022, is to put a vision in our heart that ends up putting a restraint around your life. And when I say discipline is not about what you have to stop doing. Because when I say discipline, you have to stop eating fat, you have to stop drinking coke. Our emphasis are always on what you have to stop doing. But the essence of discipline is more around what you have to start doing than what you have to stop doing. If you keep focusing on the things that you have to stop doing, your mind is designed to keep doing it. But if you focus your mind on what you have to start doing, your mind is designed to pursue after it. Your mind is designed to follow after the most predominant thoughts in your heart. So if you wake up in the morning and you say, this morning I'm not going to watch porn, you're going to end up watching porn. Because your mind is designed to enlarge whatever is most predominant in it. But if you wake up and say, this morning I'm going to spend more time praying, you see, now your mind is going to hear praying more, and your mind is going to follow through to pray. That's why the scripture says, walk in the spirit and you will not what? You are not going to fulfill the lust of the flesh when you walk in the spirit. The Bible did not say, try not to fulfill the desires of the flesh. That's what the Bible says. The Bible says, leave the flesh alone. You just focus on the spirit. The more you focus on what you want to start doing, or focus on the kind of person you want to be, if you emphasize and you put all your energy and resource and power and mental strength around the person you want to be, and you abandon thinking of the person you don't want to be like, there's a very stronger tendency that you're going to be like that person you want to be. It says, when there's no vision, the people cast off restraint. When people have no vision, they don't know what the year is about. They do anyhow. If God says this is your year of the more and more, the restraint is not about what you want to start or what you want to stop doing. It's about what you need to start doing. To enjoy the more and more, what do I need to start doing? How is my life supposed to be arranged to enjoy more and more? How am I supposed to enjoy I'm not supposed to walk to enjoy the possibility of more and more. If God wants me to increase, if God wants me to enjoy increase and enjoy flow of more and more, how am I supposed to design my life in such a way that I enjoy it? God wants you to enjoy increase. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 28, spoke to Adam. First words Adam heard. Bible says, and God says, he blessed them. Someone say, bless them. Say, he blessed them. Blessed. What Adam heard first was the blessing. He says, be blessed and be fruitful. Is that what it says? And then what? So multiply in its initial meaning meant to increase. Because if you multiply, it's going to be more than its number. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So if I say your finance has multiplied, what does it mean? It got more. Is that it? It got more. That's right. If I mean your house is multiplied, that means your house has got more. If I say your car has multiplied, if I say your business is multiplied, it means it got more. So when he said to Adam, multiply, he said, be more. Be more and more. Amen. So what Adam had was that word. God from the beginning wanted man to increase. When he destroyed the entire world in Genesis chapter 9, he said to Noah, first word, be fruitful. The same words, exact same words God said to Adam, he said to Noah. Exact same words. Be fruitful, multiply, and replenish the earth. For someone here, what you can hear when he says be fruitful is to produce a seed. Produce a seed. Produce a business. Produce a service. Produce something. Produce something. And he says multiply it. Repackage that thing in such a way that it can be in different packages and can be supplied at the same time all around the world. Replenish the earth. Take dominion. So you are producing something and you package it in such a way that it can be multiplied and over 1,000 people can have it at the same time. Let's say you are a shoe cop, you are a shoemaker or shoe cop. So you make shoes. So if you are the only one making that shoes, that's your fruitful. But there's no way you alone can create 10,000 shoes in one day. So to multiply, you have to create a system. Are you following my point? Are you following my point? She says, be fruitful, produce something, multiply, create a system that you can reduplicate what you are doing in such a way that is fast, and then you replenish the earth, you market it. It's a terrible thing to produce something and not market it. So when you are present, say, you think the Holy Ghost will market your business for you? No. The Holy Ghost does not market. Even Jesus Christ had to tell disciples, I'm going to that city, go there and be telling them about me. Even God had to say, John the Baptist, go and be marketing Jesus. Hey, you believe you have seen power? Somebody is coming. Hey, somebody is coming. What's somebody is coming? Somebody is coming. Me, I'm baptizing him with water. When this guy arises, Jesus, he will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. You see that? That's marketing. That's marketing. What's the marketing? So it says, be fruitful, multiply. So if you are a baker, you are fruitful, you produce a cake. Then you create a system that allows you to produce 1,000 cakes at the same time. Vodi is a tailor. I hear he produces 1,000 garments in a week. He sews 1,000. There's no way he can do that. So you must create a system that allows for duplication. And then after doing that, then you heavily replenish the earth by filling every nook and every cranny of the world with your product. So God wants you to increase. But in the sense that he says, be fruitful, be multiple, he spoke to Abraham in Genesis chapter 17. Help me. Genesis 17, verse 1 to 7. Help me quickly do more. Genesis 17, verse 1 to 7. Now, God has spoken to Adam. He destroyed the entire world. Then he spoke to Noah. Then people still went back into sin. So he singled out Abraham and began to speak to him. Genesis 17, 1 to 7. What does it say? Quickly.
And when Abraham was 19 years old.
Yes.
And 9.
Yes.
The Lord appeared to Abraham.
Yes.
And said unto him.
Yes.
I am the Almighty God.
Yes.
Walk before me and
yes.
be thou perfect.
Yes.
And I will make my covenant between me and thee.
I will make a covenant between me and thee. Yes.
And will multiply thee exceedingly.
I will what?
Multiply thee exceedingly.
So you see now. Look at this. There's a tweak. Please follow me. Do more. Put your fingers on there. There's a tweak. He says to Adam, multiply. He says to Noah, multiply. But he says to Abraham, I will multiply you. And he has a very powerful word, exceedingly. If you look at the NLT, he calls it extremely. So you are too extreme. Yes. God says, I'm going to multiply you extremely. Continue what I say next. And I'll make my covenant between you and thee. And yes, and I'll do that then. And Abraham fell on his face. Read on for me, Dumo.
And Abraham fell on his face.
Yes.
And God talked with him.
Yes.
Saying,
yes.
As for me,
yes.
Behold, my covenant is with thee.
Yes.
And thou shalt be a father of many
so,
nations.
So look at that, please. It says, as for me. That means the part of God is covered. If there's a problem in this covenant, it didn't come from God. That's what it means. If this covenant does not work, it's not my fault. That's what it means. If something in your life, if God says, I'm going to make you, this year is a year of more and more, and then you ended up the year without any more, God says, as for me, my covenant is with you. This fault did not come from me. You know, if you did mathematics, how many of you did mathematics? You say, plus minus is what? Plus plus is what? So you see, plus minus is minus. God is the constant factor. Any variation in results is from your end. So plus plus gives plus. Plus minus gives... that's why you have a minus. Even though God is constant. Did you understand that? What does it say next? Help me do more fast.
Neither shall thy name any more be called Abram.
Yes.
But thy shall name be called... But
Abraham.
Thy name shall be Abraham.
Yes.
For father of many nations have I made thee.
Yes.
And I will make thee exceedingly fruitful.
Exceedingly. So it says, for I would multiply you exceedingly. Then it says, I will make you exceedingly fruitful. Continue, what does it say next?
And I will make nations of thee.
I will make nations of thee, yes.
And kings shall come
and
out of thee.
And kings. Is that verse 7?
Verse 7 is, and I will establish my covenant.
And I will establish my covenant, yes.
Between me and thee.
Yes.
And thy seed after thee.
Yes.
Their generations for an everlasting covenant.
So God
covenant.
Says, I'm going to cause this to go beyond you. Even to your... children's children and children's children are going to enjoy this covenant. It's a covenant. I will give you more. I will make you multiplied. I will multiply your finance. I will do so much for you. It's God's intention that we increase. God's plan is that we increase. God wants you to increase. If He puts a business in your hands, God wants that business to increase. It's a problem. It's a big problem that God gave you a business to work on, or church to pastor, or give you a work to do, and then He comes back and finds the work diminishing or remaining in spin spots. A big problem. A big problem. In Matthew 25, do I still need you? Matthew 25, verse 14. We read from NLT. Matthew 25, verse 14 to verse 30. God wants you to increase. He wants your finance to increase. He wants your family to increase. God wants you to grow more and more. It's His intention and His will. Mark 25, you have it. And get, okay, is it NLT? Yeah, read for me tomorrow. What does it say?
Heaven can be illustrated by the story of a man going on a long trip.
Yes.
He called together his servants and entrusted his money to them while he was gone.
Yes.
He gave 5 bags of silver to one.
He gave 5 bags of silver to one, yes.
2 bags of silver to another.
2 bags of silver to another, yes.
And 1 bag of silver to the last.
And 1 bag. So he gave 5 bags, 2 bags, and 1 bag. Yes, continue.
Dividing it in proportion to their ability.
So he gave them these bags in proportion, not to their prayer, not to the strength of their tongues. He gave it to them to what? The ability to manage. You don't grow big to manage well. You manage well to grow big.
Yes.
Are you following my point?
Yes, sir.
It is because you manage what you have well that it becomes big. You don't say, I know when I'm big, I will not start managing. Nah. He gave it to them. He looked at them and saw their abilities. He saw that this one was very competent in the use of Excel. Fantastic guy can work with the internet. And he gave it to him. This other guy could pray in tongues for hours, but knows nothing about Java. Knows absolutely nothing about anything. Are you following my point? He did not give it in terms of their spiritualities. There was a guy in my campus in those days. He could pray in tongues. He prays in tongues. Yeah, you hear his voice everywhere. But his GP was below 1. I said, that tongue is an abuse on the Holy Ghost. The entire body of the Trinity. Stop praying in tongues. Go and read. Below 1. He was going to be rusticated. He was the one with the loudest tongues. He gave them in accordance to their abilities. Does that reduce the essence of spirituality? Absolutely not. But it would give to you in accordance to your ability. Continue what is the next one.
He then left on his trip.
He left.
The servants who received the 5 bags of silver.
Yes.
Began to invest the money and earned 5 more.
And he earned, so is it more? He earned more. He earned more. That's your word. More. He began to invest. He began to work with what he had. And he earned more. He earned more. It's possible to earn more. When we pray and ask the Lord, give me more, give me more. God says something, but you can do more with what you already have. Sometimes it's not about asking God for more. It's about opening your eyes to see if you are actually fulfilling all the possibilities with what you already have. All that he gave to your voice, is that all you can do with your voice? Is that absolutely all you can do with your brain? Is that all you can do with the time you already have? Before you ask God for more, have you finished what he gave to you? Bible says he took his 5, invested it, and he got more. What is the next more?
The servant with 2 bags of silver,
yes,
also went to work and earned 2
the Bible
more.
Says he went to work. He went to work and he doubled it. He earned 2 more. Earned. It's not a gift. So I say earned. 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 Earned is already, you know, it's already illustrated that there was work put in place. The Bible says God is a rewarder of those that seek him. It says, for anyone that must know, must know that he is and is a rewarder. God is not a Father Christmas. God is not a Father Christmas. God is a rewarder. There is need for work. He says he went to work and he earned 2 more. What is the next?
But the servants who received the 1 bag of silver,
yes,
dug a hole in the ground.
Dug a hole in the
and
ground.
And hid the master's money.
And kept it for safekeeping. You see why you can never be great by staying safe. Stay safe. Stay safe is to stay small. Faith is not safe. Faith keeps you on the edge. I live on the edge every day. Any small mistake I can fall. Because I'm practically living my life on the edge. If I want to be safe, I will never be great. That proverb, a bird in hand is worth 2 in the forest. Is proper for people that can never be great in their lives. How will I hold on to a bird when there's a possibility of 1,000 more birds out there? What if the bird in your hands die in your hands? People that held on to their banking job refused to leave when God was calling them into bigger things. Now they rusticated everybody. The bank closed down. Oh yeah, now we are not doing again. The bank manager said, "I resign." Bank closed down. He said, "But God sent me here." So when you now go to God, say, "I've been calling you since." Now, the bird in hand, say, you know, a bird in hand is worth 2 in the forest. A bird in hand. This bird you are holding has died in your hands. And you are already too old to go into the forest looking for the possibilities of 1,000 more. And your mates who went into the forest have now a barn. They have a cage. They have a farm of thousands of birds. Because they chose to walk on the risky path. Bible says he kept it safe. Someone says safe. Bible says the multitude of counselors. There's what? In the mother of counselors, there's safety. There's no destiny. The most important... this morning, listen to me. If you haven't ever listened to me before, listen to me this morning. The most important decisions of your life will be taken alone. The most critical... No counselor can counsel you to destiny. The most important decisions of your life will be taken alone. Sometimes it will not make any sense. Because counselors are trained to keep you safe. Safe, and we can keep you safely from destiny. No one would have told Abraham that the way to get the blessing was to sacrifice Isaac. No counselor can counsel Abraham like that. See, Abraham, the way to get the blessing is to put Isaac on the altar. Nobody can counsel that. Nobody can counsel Jesus Christ. The way to glory is the cross. Nobody. What kind of counsel is that? That most critical. Elisha was following Elijah. Elisha followed Elijah. Elijah said, Elijah was Elisha's spiritual father. He said, "Go away. Stay first." Elijah said, "As the Lord liveth and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave you." Some of spiritual parents know how to keep you safe. You know, because we know what we are facing. And there's a fatherly intent in us that doesn't want you to go through the pain. So we try to keep you safe. Are you following my point? So we try to keep you safe so that you don't go through what we are going through. And you need to go through what we are going through to get to destiny. there is no softer route. You must go through pain. Pain is the way to greatness. There's nobody that makes it in life that doesn't go through pain. But my job as a spiritual father is to this boy, oh hey, because I know what I went through and I'm not ready. This is the fatherly instinct in me. Doesn't want him. That's why Jesus Christ had to die on the cross. The father took his face away. He couldn't look at his son like that. It's not easy. If that works up to me now, says Pastor, the Lord has sent me to Afghanistan. The Lord has sent me to Afghanistan. If Dada tells me that, this Dada. I say, Dada, wait. Have you prayed? Say yes, Pastor. Are you sure? So what am I doing now? I'm thinking, hey, this boy, they might kill him. I say, Dada, give me some time. Let me pray about this. So I don't pray about it. I never pray. Trust me. I'm praying for you. I never pray. You see, because my emotions are already really in it. And in my heart of hearts, I don't want that boy to go to Afghanistan. But God is calling him to Afghanistan. His greatness is tied to it. But it comes to me, I'm a counselor now. My job is to counsel him away from destiny. As the Bible says, in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. Stay safe, stay small. Stay small. I was safer in my choir in my former church, singing tenor. Trust me, I was safer. I didn't have to boggle my head about the theme of the year. I didn't have to fast about the theme of the month. I don't care whether this place is paid for or not. It's not my business. I'm safe. Igida yefo. The church scatter, I go to another church. I was far, far safer, but I was far from destiny. Continue to do more. What does it say next?
After a long time.
Yes, after a long time.
Their master returned from his trip.
Yes.
And called them to give an account of how they
give them account. You see, God is going to have an ask for an account. This time you have is a borrowed time. Your youthful age is a borrowed time. Your energy is borrowed. Your time is borrowed. Your money is borrowed. There's nothing that you have that you really have. You are going to give account for every single dime. He calls them, come and give account. What did you do with your life? Did you earn more? So the first one came. What does it say?
The servant whom he had entrusted the 5 bags of silver came forward with 5 more and said,
yes.
Master, you gave me 5 bags of silver to invest,
yes.
And I have earned 5 more.
Yes.
The master was full of praise. Well done, my good and faithful servant.
So he calls him good and faithful. Are you following me? He calls him good and faithful. He says, well done. Well done. Tap your neighbor, say neighbor, well done. You see, it's not well planned. Not well thought about. Not well projected. Not well working on feasibility studies. Not well prophesied. It is well. The world only rewards results. The world does not reward efforts. Who cares how much energy? If you don't have nothing to show, you don't have nothing to show. Says, well, even the master says, well done. He counted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Say, ah, well done. Well done. The master is going to come and count. Say, in a God does not deal with numbers, sit down there. There's an entire book in the Bible called Book of Numbers. Entire book. Numbers. They are counting there. God is coming to count. How much more did you get? How much more did you bring back? How much more? He says he earned it and he gave it to his master. Master says, well done. What is the next? Help me do more.
You have been faithful in handling this small
he
amount.
He says you are good and you are faithful. There are two things. God is not a repeater. He doesn't say things too much. He says it once. So the difference between good and faithful. Some people are faithful but they are not good. You see, let me say, to be good means to be competent. You are skillful in your work. God's looking for skillful and faithful. Someone says skillful and faithful. There are some Christians that are faithful, but they are not skillful. Commit money to their hands, they're going to waste it. Commit a business to their hands, it's going to go down. They are not competent at anything. They can't manage people. They can't even work with people. You give them 10 people to work in the team reduced to 2. And they said, well, people left Jesus alone. You know, you have to have a scripture for everything. You put in charge of a home cell. You're pastoring a home cell. We gave you 10 people. And over 10 people just home cell. After 1 year, that's reduced to one. And your scripture is that people left Jesus. The Bible says in the last day, all nations, all tongues, all tribes shall call his name. All knees will bow. Eh? They will bow to Jesus. He calls him good. He's good at his work. He's good at it. Can you manage people? Do you have interpersonal skills? Can you work with people, or you are only ghosts? You are the only one that is mad in your office. Nobody else is good. In your office, you can't. There's no, the people like that, the Christians can't work with anybody. And you see, God died for people. People are important to God. And if you can't work with people, God told me to say, look, the extent to which I can use you is the extent to which you can work with people. If you can only work with Yoruba people, I will only be able to use you among Yoruba people. Because the scope of your interpersonal skills will determine the scope of your ministry strength. I cannot use you for people you cannot work with. That was why Jesus became man. And that's why if you look at this church, you have Benio, you have Thieves, you have Akwa Ibom, you have everything. I made up my mind that this will not be a Yoruba church. I made up my mind. This is Edo. What tribe? Delta. What tribe? Igbo. What tribe? Eh? Yoruba. What tribe? Akwa Ibom, Yoruba. What? Igbo. Delta. Edo. What tribe? Yeah. Igbo. What tribe? Eh? Yoruba. What tribe? Eh? Yoruba. What tribe? Yoruba, what tribe? No, it's okay, fine. What tribe? Eh? Taraba, and you are Yoruba. So you can see in this line, I'm Yoruba, my wife is Yoruba, and yet on the line here, you can see mixed tribes. If I count like that, you find that we have mixed, it's deliberate. Because God cannot use me beyond my skill. Why do you think God used Paul more than every other apostle? Paul was the son of a rich merchant. He knew how to work with people. Some people's minds are so closed, they want to die in Jerusalem. They stay back. But you see, Paul could work with the Ephesians, he could work with the Colossians, he could work with the Philippians. Paul was so good, he could relate with the Chinese, with the Asians. He could relate with every kind of tribe. So it was very easy for God to use that to reach the people.
Give you many more responsibilities. Let's celebrate together.
I've been faithful in handling this small amount, then I will give you more. He says, so I've been faithful, then I'll give you more. They say, let's celebrate together. Yes, what is the next?
The servant who had received the 2 bags of silver,
yes,
came forward,
yes,
and said,
yes,
Master, you gave me 2 bags of silver to invest,
yes,
and I have earned 2 more.
Yes.
The master said, well done.
Well done.
My good and faithful servant.
My good and faithful servant.
You have been faithful in handling the small amount.
You have been faithful in handling. You see, you become big by being faithful in handling small. Your money grows big when you manage it when it is small. Your money does not grow big then you start managing it then. You manage it when it is small for it to grow big. You have been faithful in managing small. So I'm going to hand over. More and more and more and more and more comes when you manage what you already have. What's the next? No more help.
So now I will give you many more responsibilities.
Many more responsibilities. You see, that is why the reward for good work is more work.
Yes.
If you do anything around me and you do it well, you are finished. If you do it well, you are done. You are done for. Ask them. See when the first is not done. If I spot you, I will give you more work. That's the word of, you say, nobody even give us anything in this church. What are you doing? Nothing. I do nothing. More comes when you have handled what you are giving. Better. You give me more responsibilities. When I was in my office, my boss, I was the first, my former office, of course, I don't work in that office anymore. I was the head of non-contentious. Non-contentious is people who don't go to court. I don't like to go to court because they waste our time. Yeah. Sorry. Apologies to all court people. When I fly all the way from Abuja to Lagos for a matter and they tell me that the judge is not sitting. So nobody has sense. in this whole court to tell us before we leave Abuja that the court will not sit? Who will pay for the flight? I mean, that happens over and over and over. People flying all the states and the court is not sit. And they adjourn it. Sorry, you. I don't have time like that. I love to be in control of my time. I am going to give account for this time. That's when they called me to come and settle fight in my former church. We're there, about eight girls, eight women. They don't settle fight among women. Waste of time. Complete waste of time. Bunch of women. What a life. You are wasting your time. Just leave them. So my HOD called me. Some of the ladies in the choir were having some fights. Say, Bro Philip, he called me and Manus. You know Manus? I called him and said, me and Manus should settle the fight. So we're not asking questions. You. So what do you tell her? When she tell you that, what do you say back? Okay, when you not say that back, what did this one not say? So we're doing like that. We're doing like that. As we're doing like that, some of them among them were already deleting the chats. So somebody screamed, why are you deleting your chats? It's not in danger. I said, you're already deleting chats. I said, Manus, it's only me and you in this meeting that doesn't know what's going on. All these people, they know what's going on. I said, let us pray. I must say, but we have not gotten to the root of the matter. I said, we can never find the root of this matter. This matter is very deep. Let's just pray. I said, these 2 hours we have spent, we cannot tell God what we do with this. If God asks us, hey, what do you do with these 2 hours? You have nothing to tell him. Let's be going. I have a list of why God anointed me. He said, the Spirit of God is upon me, for he has anointed me, through the God to report. He gave me a list. Settling fights is not part of the list. I have a curriculum, I have a schedule. I don't have, this is not part of my job description. How did I get yourself? What was I saying? Eh? My office. Okay, so there is. So my boss will say to me, she gives me a work, and I'm going on and I couldn't finish the work. She said, If you can't finish your work, bring it back to me. I said, ma, if I bring a work to you, you can't do it. That's my boss. She's been practicing for over 20 years. She said, what do you mean? I said, ma, if I bring a work back to your table, that I could not do this work, you can't do it. Ah. It's a lie. I said, try it. If I bring any work back that ma, I have done, because I'm going to go through every round to get that work done. If I can't get that work done and I bring it back to your table, nobody in this office can do it. That was how affirmed I was, so strong with my work. Of course, I got more and more and more work. Because the reward for good work is more. If you are always less busy, you know, you too, you know, once, if you call a doctor, hey, doctor, are you free on Monday? I'm always free. Monday, I'm free. Tuesday, why is he free? Why is he free? There's a problem. They want to use you to learn work. That's why he's free. Nobody goes there. If I go to a new place and I want to eat in a restaurant, I'm looking for a restaurant where it's crowded. I don't mind joining the queue. There's a reason why nobody's going to that other restaurant. There's a reason why that restaurant is empty. Don't let them use your life to test why. You may purge for 2 weeks. There's a reason why, if you see an empty, there's a reason why this restaurant is empty. Don't go there. Go and join the queue where there's more people. There's a reason why everybody's going there. This thing I give is life principle. What does the next do more? Help me.
Let's celebrate together.
Yes.
Then the servant with one bag of silver came and said,
yes,
master.
Master.
I knew you were a harsh man. Harvesting crops you didn't plant and gathering crops you didn't cultivate.
Yes. I was afraid I'm going to lose your money.
So I hid it in the earth.
I hid your money in the earth. Yes.
Look, here is your money back.
Yes.
So the master replied, you wicked and lazy servant.
You wicked. Because the servant that refused to use what he was given, he called him wicked. The wicked. You are lazy. But it's okay that you are lazy, but you are wicked. The wicked servant. What is the next?
If you knew I harvested crops I didn't plant,
yes,
and gathered crops I didn't cultivate,
yes,
why didn't you deposit my money in the bank?
Yes.
At least I could have gotten some interest.
You see,
on
because
it.
Time is the currency for investment. Time is the currency for investment. If I give you 10 million naira and you don't have what to do with it, quickly put in a fixed deposit. If I give you 10 million naira, you don't know what, go and buy dollars with it and keep it, because if I come back, it will have paid back. At least let me come back and make a profit. God is going to come back, and when he comes back to your life, he's coming back looking for profit. He's a wise businessman. So that all that investment, all those talents, all those gifts, all those skills he put in your life, you think it was a joke? He called it an investment. God is coming back looking for profit. Your ability to speak, your ability to talk, your ability to connect with people is an investment. You did not create yourself. And God is coming back looking for profit. But this man here allowed fear to hold him back. God wouldn't take excuses. I have to run because of my time. God won't take excuses. No excuses. Government is no good. No excuses. Rain fell. No excuses. Things didn't work. No excuses. No excuses. Instead of using your energy to look for excuses, use that energy to get the work done. Look for excuses. People are looking for excuses. I mean, when I was in my former church, I used to do this a lot. Asking questions, why do you come late? Why do you? The way people are using time to craft excuses, I think he could have used that same time to get his work done. No excuses. Why are you fat? No excuses. No excuses. There's nobody. There's no. I'm telling the truth. It's not the economy. It's not the economy. Everybody is solely responsible for the outcome of their lives. No excuses. No excuses. When on campus, it didn't happen in Faculty of Law. It happened most times in White House. Courses like physics, chemistry. How many study chemistry here? Chemistry. Study chemistry. How many study philosophy? Philosophy. Soil science. Soil science. You know what I'm asking? You already know. You know in Nigeria, there are some courses that are useless courses in this country. Jay, you already know Abi. How to know a useless course is when they tell you that you can walk anywhere. You see, when they tell you that with this course you can walk anywhere, it's a useless course. So you already know now when you're entering. Say this course, where will I be walking with this course? Say you can walk anywhere. Say, ah. But it happens most times in White House. You see, F 24F, 15F, 16F, 25F. You just see 89A in same class. Ah, 22F, 21F, 606, 010. You see 95A, same class. Everyone is solely responsible for the outcome of their lives. But the enemy held this guy unfair. Come, Alpha, I need you. In the name of Jesus. This is not Alpha. This is an illustration. I'm going to end with this. This guy was held back with fear. That was all. He said, I was afraid. And every year we have not invested their lives properly because they are afraid. We are afraid you may die. And that's why you don't have more in your life. So you held on to that one bed that is worth two in the forest. You are afraid of losing everything. So you didn't start the hospital. You didn't start the hospital. You didn't go out to study cross. You didn't go out for your PhD. You didn't end up traveling abroad. You didn't end up doing anything. You stayed back because you were afraid. People have all different kinds of reasons why their life is wasted. I particularly met a guy whose life wasted. He walked very close to his house. He amounted to nothing. At age 60, he had to retire. They asked him, so why didn't you get another job? Why didn't you look for another job? Why did you stay back at this job? He said, because the office was close to his house. That was the reason. I'm telling you. There's a soft drink, I don't want to mention their name, soft drinks company in Nigeria, bottling company in Nigeria, they make soft drinks. My friend works there. And they have crates of drinks, crates of mineral. So some people that have been there for 25 years, they call them out after being there for 25 years. My friend was there. He's been there for like 3 years or 4 years. So they call them out after being there for 25 years. They give them 25 crates of those soft drinks. So you people that are just 3 years old, your future is playing right ahead of you. Are you following my point? You see, prophecy is predictable. You can look at someone and know how their life will end. Success is predictable. If I keep walking like this, I will hit that wall. It's predictable. Are you following my point? It's not a chance. It's not so. You can say, I was shocked. My life was destroyed. No, you can't tell me that. The way God designed the world, nothing destroys suddenly. Emma Agbomio. God will always give you signs. If this house is going to collapse, God forbid, it will start with cracks. if there's going to be an earthquake, you will see tremors. Failure is predictable. You can see your life and say, I am in budget, Lord. You will know that your life is destroying. You know, it's continuous verb. That if you continue your life the way you are going, you are going to end in destruction. You know it. And you know that if I'm continuing my life the way I'm going, I'm going to end in success. Don't ignore your feedbacks. Don't ignore the signs. That's the sign. The future you are waiting for is coming to you in seconds. That future you are waiting for is already coming. This today was the future of yesterday. You know what your life is going to end up with. This man couldn't do anything with what he was given because he was afraid. So Satan knows how to hold on people. Help me. This is not you in the name of Jesus. He knows how to hold people. Stand like this. One thing. Satan holds on one thing. And this guy can't move forward. His hands are free. His legs are free. Try to move forward. But you can't. Move your hands. People are seeing activities. He's doing all kinds of things. He's going to university. Is it that? Is he releasing how much? But he can't move forward. A lot is going on in his life. Activities. But he's not moving forward. Are you moving forward? If you sit down and evaluate your life, are you really making progress? Or you are just making movements? Satan knows how to hold a man. He holds him in one thing. This guy was just fear. He was afraid. He was not a sinner. And because he was afraid and he refused to invest what God gave to him, he didn't only lose what he was given, he lost even the possibilities of a future he could have had. What does the next verse say? Help me do more. Then he ordered, take the money from him. Give it to the one with 10 bags, yes?
To those who use well what they are given.
To those who use well what they are given. What happens?
Even more will be given.
Even more. So the year of the more and more is for those that already use well what they are given. But the enemy owes this man. One thing. The devil does not need two things, one thing. He didn't need to hold the entire world. He needs to hold one man. He said, by one man sin came. By one man. Hold it. He can move forward. Some of you understand my voice. You are holding. One thing. Your own is pawn. You know that if only you can just remove this pawn from your life would have made meaning. You know. If only you do this of everything, this is the only problem. And Satan holds on to that one thing. Why are you not holding your conferences? Because of pawn. Why don't you have data? Because of pawn. Why can't you quickly do the work they get to your office? You are missing your timelines because of porn. You are missing your deadlines. You are missing your timelines. You are not able to think. You have no strategy in your head. Why? Satan holds on to one thing, and because of that one thing, the rest of your life has no meaning. One thing. For some of you, it's women. Women is the reason why you are not making progress. It's the reason why you are not making progress. Only women. And you know in your heart. If I ask you now. If they remove this problem, only one problem, if they remove it from your life will be different. Entire life will be different. Only one thing, Satan holds on to it and you cannot make progress. Why are you not writing songs, women? Why can't you write a book? You cannot write a book. Women, because of the time you're supposed to use to write books, you need to compose texts. Women. Was fair. Only one thing. Jesus Christ said to that guy, one thing thou lackest. Is that what he said? He said, one thing you lack. He said, what do I do? He said, you lack only one thing. There's one thing that you do right that gets every other thing in order. One thing. But Satan holds on to that stronghold. Some people is fear. Come close. Anxiety. Some people cannot focus. Said, want to move. But focus, can't focus. They are on one thing for 10 days. They can't focus because always perpetually distracted. They cannot focus. They say, you see, I'm multi-talented. I'm able to do many things at the same time. You can't move forward. Why? You are distracted. Your life is not making any sharp progress. Why? You are doing too many things. You are not focused. Your phone could be your enemy. That's why the only thing you think they press for you, if I don't make them, If you don't make, and you're too depressed for. That's all. One thing. Some of you are here by now. If they ask you, 5 years ago, you said you would have started your conference. By now, you'd have hosted Alakija. By now, you'd have hosted Pastor Chris Oyakhilome. If I open your diary, your 10 years diary, tell me when you're in part one, on the level. What did you write in your diary? Your timelines by 25, you'd have done this. Why can't you do it? One thing. There's only one thing. You know you can be laughing, but you know I'm talking to you. Just pretend as if you're not the one I'm talking to. Be laughing, but you know I'm talking to you. There's only one reason. This guy, the only reason why he could not make any progress was because Satan held him on fear. See, I was afraid. Why is your business not growing? I was afraid. I was afraid to step out. If I step out, what if he fails? What if it doesn't work? What if people laugh at me? What if people sneer at me? So I stay safe. He said, I kept it for safe keeping. The gift God gave to you was to impact the world, not for safe keeping. The gift God gave to you was to impact the world. If God wanted to keep his gift, he would have kept it all by himself. He wanted to do something with your life. That's why he blessed you with it in the first place. It's not for safekeeping. I could have been in my house this morning watching another church online. But I chose to step out. Whatever it is, Satan can hold. You know, Satan doesn't have, like I said, some of you are deceiving yourself. You have some form of progress. Shake your hand, shake your leg. You like this. People are saying, hey, brother, so and so, he's doing so much, he's doing this. You know that you could have been doing more, if not for this point. You know in your heart that you could have been a bigger blessing, if not for this issue. You know, no one else knows, but you are making a lot of movement. All your body, your head is shaking, everybody, hey, but you are not making any progress because of one thing. For that guy, it was fear. For you this morning, what it is? What's holding you back from the more that you could have gotten? Why are you where you are? Why? Why are you broke? Why are you broke? Why are you always broke? Why? Why? Why don't you have any book to your name? Why? What about that radio station you say you're going to start? What about that radio? What about that podcast? What about the more? What about the videos you say you're going to be doing on YouTube? Well, you don't have data. Why? Your mental energy is sapped. You are mentally tired because you've exhausted your strength. Bible says you exhausted your strength on things that has no profit. You can't see a woman and take your eyes. You can't see a man and take your eyes. When you exchange relationship like garment, there is no focus. There's nothing. You can't sit down for a month and exert concerted energy on one thing and finish it. You can't even finish to be in your room. You can't finish arranging your clothes. You can't finish anything. Anything you start, you must stop halfway because you are perpetually distracted and your mind is ebbing out. You don't have time. You don't have forever to do this thing. Sweep, for example, you sweep, you end it at the half. I quickly do something else because you cannot finish anything. You cannot finish arranging your clothes. You cannot finish washing plates. You cannot finish anything. You cannot finish a course. You start an online course. You cannot finish an online course. What's wrong with you? How would you get the more? They say, for those that use it well, more is given. God is coming to count. Hey, God is coming to count. SJ, God is coming to count. I was given 25 choir members. When I was on campus, 25 choir members. Everybody left the choir when they made me choir leader because I was not popular. Nobody knew me, but the Lord called me. 25 people, Shadi. 25 people. 25 choir members. Everybody left. From 100, dropped to 25. When they gave me 25, I grew that 25 members to over 300 in 1 year. Started this church with 5. I have no excuse. If this church does not grow, it's my fault. I'm the one. It's not Satan, because Satan is everywhere. Other churches too also have their own Satan, and their churches are growing. Why is Satan is growing? Why is Winners growing? Why was Satan when Winners was growing in bundles and open branches everywhere? Is Satan paralyzed? Why is he so strong in our own church? I am the cause. If this church does not grow, it is me. It is taking personal responsibility for your life that makes you advance. So long as you keep pointing fingers at Buhari, pointing fingers at your parents, pointing fingers at your children, the moment you keep pointing fingers, you will never make any progress. Why don't you have a book? Why have you not write a book? Oh, Moju Tesla. What gives you an idea? An idea that has become a book. You summarize that idea to text message, to WhatsApp update. My second book, Maintaining Your Fire. Maintaining Your Fire was a collection of my WhatsApp status. An entire book came from my WhatsApp status. If I want to write 10 books for this year, I can write it. Or long book. I have enough content. 110. My first book launch was composed from my Facebook updates. Bible says a lazy man does not roast what he kills. You see, the lazy man stands up, goes to hunt, kills something, brings it home, and dumps it and went to sleep. And so all the energy and effort put into a work is wasted for not having sufficient work. Did you finish what you started? So you went out, you killed, wasted. You went out, you searched, you hunted, you killed, wasted. You brought it home, wasted, because you did not finish what you started. A lazy man will not roast what he killed. Why are you where you are? Sit down. When you get to the day, you sit down by yourself. You come to yourself. I said the next 5 months of this year must be better. Must be better. Must be better. I must make more money. I must make ikatonuku bili kitaya. I must make more. He said the earn more. Are you broke? Oh Lordy, you never have money. Your friends are not picking your calls anymore. He earned it. Someone say earn. Say it again, say earn. Earn it. So I have 4 positions for supernatural increase, and I did not touch any of them. They are in my notes. I have not touched. They are like powers I did not use. The bush cover. Ganduka. Gandusa. Which one again? Seprelemandi. Lebadu. Supreme. All those things that you refuse to use. How many power do you have that you're not using? See, I've not touched those ones. How many things have you left untouched and could change your life story? You speak well. You speak well. Is that all you can do with this? Abuse people. Is that all you can do with it? That's it.
Thank you for listening to this message. Meditate on these words and watch how it will transform your life. For inquiries, please call 0909-672-9827 or 0807-548-5997. You can reach us on Instagram and Facebook. Instagram at SL Church NG. You can reach us on our Facebook. That's Supernatural Life Church. You can't even